Well, I hope you enjoyed as much as I have the last several weeks looking into God's faithfulness. And does everyone have a pink handout and candy? I mean, the chocolate's as important as. I'm excited about next Friday. I'm going to be here. I love an excuse to stay in my PJs, so hopefully it'll be interesting. Hopefully nobody will actually get stopped if we wear those PJs on the way here. Well, I've entitled this lesson A Glimpse into God's Faithfulness because I believe that's exactly what it is, a glimpse. Because I think God's faithfulness is so broad and so deep as the ocean that we can't possibly really grasp it. How can us, as finite, understand the infinite? And yet, God wants us to know Him and wants us to understand as much as we can God's faithfulness. And I think as we delve in, even today and several years from now, we can get a greater glimpse of God's faithfulness, and it's certainly a beneficial thing. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to bless our time together. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You so much for the freedom to be here. Lord, I read yesterday that over half of the world's population cannot publicly study God's Word like what we're doing today. That's amazing to me that You have given us this privilege. I pray that we do not take that lightly. And I pray, Father, that the cares of the day or the concerns that surround us, Lord, will be removed for this time that we may focus wholly on You. Lord, help us to take every thought captive. Help me to accurately convey what You would have us learn. We love You. We praise You. You alone are worthy. Amen. Well, I would like, ladies, for you to imagine with me for a moment. Let's say you're married, and you've been married for quite a while, maybe 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, maybe 27 years, like I have been, and you love your husband. He is wonderful, and you love him, and you look forward to him coming home, and you come home one day only to find that this husband that you desire and love has been unfaithful. And some of you may have already had to have that kind of horrendous trial. But I want you to think of the devastation, the rejection, the pain that would ensue. Now I want you to switch with me for a minute and think about that you are the unfaithful one. And that your godly husband that loves you so much now feels the pain and the rejection and the great sorrow. Now, switch with me again on the spiritual level. Our God loves us so deeply, and He is faithful every moment of our lives. And we, ladies, are like that unfaithful spouse at times. And yet, He continues to show His love and faithfulness, forgiving us continually. How great that is. That should make us fall in love with Him all over again. Well, I've divided this lesson into three areas, and we're going to look at a glimpse of God's faithfulness, first from the Old Testament, then the New Testament, and then we're going to look as a future, a glimpse of God's faithfulness in the future. So I have all the verses up for you, and they are on your handout, so you don't need to necessarily write those down. Hopefully that will be helpful for you. Let's look at Deuteronomy 7, 9 through 10. Know therefore that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God who keeps His covenant and His loving kindness to a thousandth generation with those who love Him and keep His commandments, but repays those who hate Him to their faces to destroy them. He will not delay with him who hates him. He will repay him to his face. We could spend this whole time on this one lesson, this one verse, but I want to break it down a little bit. We're going to look at it. It says, know therefore that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God. He is faithful. God's word tells us that He is faithful. Remember, He cannot not be faithful. Part of His holiness or perfection, everything that God is, means that He is 100% faithful all the time. And He keeps His loving kindness and that faithfulness to a thousandth generation. Now, you know I'm a grandmother, and I have pictures. And what I don't have, Linda does. In fact, our little grandson is gone this week, and we miss him very badly, don't we? Well, I find this amazing because I love Creighton. And, in fact, I had to correct my husband the other day because the baby seat was in front of the TV. And then there was other stuff around, and he kind of like looked kind of irritated. And I was like, oh, no, no, no. You are the first in my life, but Creighton is a very close second, so don't even go there. He didn't say anything. But the point is that if the Lord wills, perhaps I'll get to see Creighton grow up and get married. Maybe I'd even get to live as long to see his children. But I certainly am not going to live long enough to see his children's children. But God will. And God is faithful. He was faithful to my ancestors, and He will be faithful to all generations. Forever. Eternity. Now there's another sign of God. And this is, but He repays those who hate Him to their faces to destroy them. He will not delay with him who hates Him. He will repay him to his face. Ladies, anyone that is here, if you were not in Christ, that should bring terror to your very soul. Great terror. God will not delay. He may seem slow on our timetable, but He will not delay. And every one of us knows those that are outside of His kingdom. That should spur us greatly onto evangelism. There should be no excuse in our hearts of timidity. It should bring great terror. But for those of us that are in Christ, it should bring great encouragement. Because God will extend His faithfulness to us. Look at Deuteronomy 32:4. He is the rock. His works are perfect and all His ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong. Upright and just is He. Girls, have you ever moved a boulder? We can't move the rock. God is our rock. His faithfulness is like a rock. His works are perfect, and He's just, and He does no wrong. Upright and just is He. Psalm 31:23 says, love the Lord, all His saints. The Lord preserves the faithful, but the proud He pays back in full. He preserves. God preserves us. You know, ladies, as parents, we don't always discipline our children as we ought. You agree? Sometimes we fail in that. But God never fails. He never fails to preserve, and He never fails to pay back in full the proud. He will discipline us as well as preserve us. Psalm 36:5 says, "Your loving kindness, O Lord, extends to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies." I love visual pictures. Do you? I love this. I mean, I can't reach to the skies. Can you reach to the skies? I can't even reach my toes. Recently, I started doing a Pilates class, not because I like it, but because my body requires it. And this woman, I kid you not, this instructor, she wants me to not only touch my toes, but she puts her hands underneath her toes. I mean, it's not happening for me. If y'all can do that, I'm amazed. But, I mean, I even tested it out this morning after I brushed my teeth because I wanted to make sure I was telling y'all the truth. And, I mean, I think my arms just have gotten shorter because they just will not reach. But God tells us that, you know, as far as the sky, as far as the stars are, that His loving kindness and faithfulness reaches that far. It's a visual picture for us that needs a visual picture. How amazing is that? Psalm 89:1 says, "I will sing of the loving kindness of the Lord forever. To all generations I will make known your faithfulness with my mouth." Now, I think the real question here, ladies, is that true of us? Will we make known His faithfulness with our mouth? Because if our hearts are so filled up and we are meditating and thinking on this, God's faithfulness to us, then surely we will want to share with those around us. Surely we will make known His faithfulness. And so should we. And I'm sure every one of us can improve on this even more every day. Psalm 89:8 says, "O Lord God of hosts, who is like you, O mighty Lord? Your faithfulness also surrounds you." You know, a wedding band has no beginning, no end. It is a symbol, isn't it? My wedding band, if you have a wedding band, that means that I am committed to that one person through all of my life. It means that I will be faithful to Him. God's faithfulness surrounds. It's a beautiful picture. Isaiah 11:5 says, "Also righteousness will be the belt around His loins, and the faithfulness the belt around His waist." Again, that never-ending circle. Some of our circles are bigger than others, but that never-ending faithfulness. This is also a picture of a testimony of the Messiah's readiness for conflict. Righteousness and faithfulness, our Holy Bible tells us, are His preparation. That faithfulness is part of His preparation for warfare. I'm thinking that it needs to be ours as well. We are in spiritual warfare, and that faithfulness is part of our preparation. And fortunately, faith is what? A what? A gift, right? So we don't have to work it up. Faithfulness is a gift from our Heavenly Father. Lamentations 3:22-23 says, "God's faithfulness, the Lord's loving kindnesses, indeed never cease. For His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." I don't know how you blew it yesterday. I don't know if you blew it with an unkind or snippy remark or actions or impatience or thought process. But here's what I know. Each morning when you wake up and that sunshine streams into your windows, God has a new gift for you of compassion, just waiting for you to open it up. And so should our compassion extend to everyone around us. That new precious gift each morning. Hosea. How many of you have read Hosea before? I love Hosea. The theme of Hosea is God's faithfulness and His loyal love for His covenant people in spite of their idolatry. This is a story of passionate emotion, y'all. Hosea was instructed to marry an unfaithful woman named Gomer. This was a picture of the dramatization of the sin and unfaithfulness of Israel. Now, lest we become self-righteous, ladies, I want you to realize that Israel are us. Next week, and I want you to write this down, you have a homework assignment. I'm really excited about this. For those of you that like studying a book, that's exactly what we're going to do next week. We're going to study the book of Hosea. So I would like you to read those 14 chapters before you come back next Wednesday. We're going to go where no man has gone. In 30 minutes or less, we're going to try to cover the book of Hosea. I think you will be blessed. As you're reading it, I would like for you to consider that put yourself in the position that you're Gomer. And that Hosea is your Heavenly Father. Because that's what the picture is. Now, I don't know if y'all like to read novels. I love my daughters. And so whatever my daughters are interested in, I try to find out more about what they're interested in or what they're reading. Well, one of my daughters, one of her favorite authors is Francine Rivers. Is anybody? I think I'm saying the name right. Well, one of the novels that she wrote was called Redeeming Love. Anybody read that? I read it because she loved this book. It was a very painful book for me to read. Not because of academia, but it is this picture. It's a novel based on the story of Hosea. And this woman is continually unfaithful and does really bad things. But the picture of this godly husband that continues over and over to accept her back. It's a picture of God's faithfulness and love for us over and over. Well, I'm excited next week to tackle Hosea. Let's now look at a New Testament glimpse of God's faithfulness. 1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. You know, just to unwrap this gift is amazing. This particular verse. God is sovereign and God is faithful to keep His promises. So here's the good news. Believers are assured of this grace, past, present, and future. They will remain saved and glorified in the future. That's what we have to look forward to. How wonderful is that? 1 Thessalonians 5:24 says, faithful is He who calls you, and he also will bring it to pass. God's effectual call to salvation is a done deal, period. Period. I mean, we can count on it. We can go to the bank on it. 1 Timothy 1:12 says, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has strengthened me because He considered me faithful, putting me into service. You know, ladies, I am very humbled to be able to stand up here before you and to be able to look at God's Word with you. I find it incredible that God would consider me faithful to put me into service. You too should. Sometimes I think we look at service as a duty or a chore, or they need help, so I should help. But we need to rethink that, because God tells us that He considers us faithful, and that's why He allows us the privilege of putting us into service. It's a great, great honor and privilege that the Lord has given us. First Timothy 2:13 says, if we are faithless, I wouldn't change God's word, but I think we could even say when we are faithless, He remains faithful, for He cannot deny Himself. I was the only child of my mother and father, and it was not the most healthy household. But my father was the one stable in my life. And my father used to tell me that he would love me, be faithful to love me no matter what I did. And I guess the worst things that he could think that I could possibly do was either become pregnant out of wedlock or murder somebody. So he would tell me, even if you did this, I would love you. Even if this happened, I would be faithful to love you. That was very comforting to me. And I did test him out on it once or twice by wrecking a car and different things. That is not my car, by the way. Just, I've never wrecked a car that bad. Thanks be to God. But how faithful is he? 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You know, last night when I laid in bed, I had to tell my verse this, because I was feeling really guilty over something. And I was like, he is faithful to forgive us our sins. All we have to do is confess. Sometimes we think that's too easy, don't we? I mean, we want to like try to do something else, but God says no. You confess your sins, and he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And so should we be. Just like that gift of compassion, so should we. Sometimes we dangle forgiveness in our hearts as if it were an option to others. God would never do that, nor should we. Well, let's look at God's faithfulness in the future. It never ends. What do we have to look forward to? In Revelation 19:11, it says, and I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on it is called Faithful and True. I found that amazing. That's God's name when he comes back. You know, when he came before, he was on a donkey. It was a humble, you know, entrance. But when he comes back, ladies, he will be as the victorious general on the white horse, and he will be called Faithful and True. And in righteousness, he judges and he will wage war. How should you live then in light of this revelation? Revelation 2:10 says, do not fear what you are about to suffer. Sufferings will come. When Linda prayed this morning, we thought of many that were suffering. You will have trials. You will have sufferings. But God tells us not to fear, because he's faithful. It is all in his sovereign plan. It says, behold, the devil is about to cast some of you into prison so that you will be tested, and you will have tribulation for 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Ladies, when we wake up every morning, we ought to picture that crown of life. Because no matter what we're going through now, that's what we have to look forward to in the future. I don't know how long we'll live, 50, 70, maybe 100 years. What is that in light of eternity? A pinhead? A teeny drop in the bucket? We are not to fear. 1 Peter 4:19 says, "Therefore, those also who suffer according to the will of God shall entrust their souls to a faithful Creator in doing what is right." We can entrust our souls to God because He is faithful. We do not need to fear. Whatever it is that you are facing, refocus, ladies. Look at it in light of eternity. Consider God, who is faithful, who has been faithful to you in the past, who is faithful to you right now, and who will be faithful to you in the future. Have your perspective to be in light of God's precious eternity and the crown of life which is promised to you. Matthew 25:23 says, "His master said to him," I cannot tell you how glad I said when I went back after the PowerPoint was done and this said slave, that I got the Dumas correct. Really had nothing to do with me. It was just this verse was correct. If you were not able to come to the SOLA conference, please get the tapes. I mean, it was extraordinarily beneficial. One of my favorite sessions was John MacArthur's when he explained that the translations in the Bible, we translate it as servant, but truly the right translation is slave. I was talking with someone yesterday and I was like, we have a hard enough time talking about being submissive to our husbands. Try selling the idea that we're slaves. But that is what we are, and it should humble us. But how wonderful to be able to hear these words, ladies. "Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Ladies, whatever it is that the Lord allows in our lives, to be able to hear those words, we will never be sorry that we are faithful, that we trusted Him. Never once will we be disappointed. What greater gift could we possibly get? Well, herein lies our gifts, ladies. And the things on earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Let's pray. Lord, help us to be more faithful. You are so worthy. Help us to be encouraged today. But Lord, also show us in areas where we're not faithful. Lord, we have no excuse not to be faithfully daily in Your Word. Not to be faithful to pray without ceasing. To be faithful to proclaim Your faithfulness to all around us. Show us, Lord, where we're deficient. And Lord, help us to even be accountable to others in Christ. And Lord, be with us now as we open our lessons, that we would have teachable hearts and that we would come away today loving you all the more. In your holy and precious name, amen.